Europe's ongoing refugee crisis can sometimes feel distant until you suddenly find it on your doorstep. Here's reporter Anders Kelto.
So I'm down in the Boston Harbor, and it's a beautiful day. There's people strolling up and down along the pier. There's these huge cruise ships taking people out on tours of the Boston Harbor. And then at the end of the pier, there's what appears to be a refugee camp, a bunch of white tents set up and staff from Doctors Without Borders walking around in matching white T-shirts. What's your name?
Tatiana Chiarella.
Tatiana Chiarella is a nurse from Brazil. She's been working for Doctors Without Borders for about 3 years. And she spent much of that time in areas with a lot of refugees.
I've been Malawi, after I went South Sudan, also Africa, then Yemen, Libya, and I just come back from Syria border.
Now she's in Boston, working at this traveling exhibit. The idea is to show people what it's like to be a refugee on the move. Today, a group of high school students are taking the tour.
Grace Steves.
And?
Irene Koyston.
And what grade are you guys?
I'm a junior, and I'm a senior.
What's your guys' impression of, like, what's happening in Syria right now? Do you follow it? Are you aware of what's happening? Are you interested?
I think I'm interested, but it's kind of hard to learn about it, because it's, especially in the media that we use, like, it's just not represented, and they don't talk about it at all.
What's the media that you follow? Like, where do you get your news?
Facebook, Instagram, or like Twitter, whatever, like get a lot of stuff from that, but I feel like those places just don't accurately represent a lot of the stuff that's happening in the world.
They show me their Facebook feeds on their phones, and sure enough, there's not a lot of global news.
A lot of it's just my mom sharing stuff on my timeline.
Wait, let's see. Let's see one.
There was a video of how to make chocolate covered apples, and then, homecoming.
Did your mom post that homecoming pic?
Yeah.
Are you going to have to cut her off at some point?
Yeah, definitely.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Ah, now much better.
The Brazilian nurse, Tatiana Chiarella, welcomes the students to the exhibit. She tells them, close your eyes and imagine you're living in a war-torn country. All of a sudden, you're under attack. You only have time to grab 5 things.
Let's go, let's go. It's emergency. Remember, let's go. 5 items. Quick.
But wait, Chiarella says. There's not enough room. You can only bring 4 things. Grace Steves makes her choices.
I have the blanket, the clothes, the water, the passport, and the medicine.
And which one did you ditch?
The blanket.
How come?
Because I thought the water was important, obviously, because you have to stay hydrated. The passport to travel between countries, the medicine for if you're sick, and the clothes can also serve the purposes, keeping you warm. So I thought the blanket was the least important.
The students then pile into a boat, an actual motorboat, like the ones many refugees use on dangerous ocean crossings. They're told to imagine being crammed in there for 3 days. And they have to pay the driver with another item they're carrying. And so which one did you ditch now?
I ditched the clothes.
How come?
I guess, assuming that you have what was already on your body, I just thought, try to like make it through with that and keep the 3 most important ones.
The students cross a simulated border. They feel just how heavy a 50-pound jug of water is. They learn how to use a pit toilet. And they hear about all the dangers they face.
You can get easily sick. Maybe you don't have clean water, you don't have enough food, you are exposed to elements, you have mosquitoes, you have snakes.
And finally, an hour after they started, the students arrive at a simulated refugee camp. Grace Steves has only 1 item left.
I decided to keep the water. I figured it was sort of like a life or death matter, and this would, in the long run, help me the most.
More than, what did you give up?
Passport, because that's more like my identity. This is saving like my whole entire life as a refugee.
The students follow Tatiana Chiarella into a white tent. There are blankets laid out on the ground and homemade toys scattered everywhere.
So as you can see, it's crowded, huh? Could you imagine we live all together here?
Chiarella says that even these refugee camps can be dangerous. One of the biggest problems is that people cook over fires right inside the tents. They get sick from breathing in the smoke.
You also have children running everywhere, so we have many domestic accidents, like women, children get burns because of this.
I catch up with high school student Grace Steves one last time. How do you feel when you're going through this? I mean, is it...
It's like, fascinating, but it's scary. Like, it's really eye-opening, but, like, seeing everything that they go through and how different it is than what we go through, it's, like, incredible.
Steves exits the tent, and walking back to the bus, she tells me she'll definitely post about her experience today on Facebook. For The World, I'm Anders Kelto in Boston.
We've got some photos of that Doctors Without Borders exhibit. You can check them out at PRI.org. By the way, the exhibit's called Forced from Home. And after Boston, it heads to Pittsburgh and Philadelphia.